6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And the biggest one is mindset. You know, to me, the thing that has really become fascinating, you know, the reason there's not a lot of content that I put out between 2011 and 2014, if you go back and look at the internet, is because I needed to go run and build VaynerMedia again for myself, because after writing Crush It and speaking a little bit from 2009 to 2011, I was starting to get into a place where people were talking about me and calling me a speaker or a motivational speaker and or an author, which is super fine and an incredible thing to do. But for me, my pride isn't being a practitioner and being an entrepreneur and being a CEO. I needed to build another $100 million plus business. Really, to be frank with you, I need to feel comfortable standing here and spitting my two cents on things. I think that you need to have an execution other than ideas to have the audacity to stand up here and expect people to waste their time and money listening to what you have to say. And so I'm proud that over the last 6 years, I've been executing VaynerMedia. And while I do this Gary V thing, Gary Vaynerchuk, the CEO of a $150 million holding company from scratch, is exciting and interesting. And it really has become obvious to me why that's happening. And it's around mindset. I think that there's way too many people in this audience that are in the excuse business. It's tough because I'm empathetic. There's always things. You know, you could have two parents that were drug addicts. You could have lost your parents in a car accident when you were a kid. You could have had your money stolen to you by a partner. There's so many things that happen in life. I'm super empathetic to it. The ultimate problem is, though, is that the market, the world, doesn't care. Right? There's so much dwelling going on, so many reasons why not. And the thing that has been really interesting to me is that if you asked me what works for me, it's optimism and gratitude and positive mindset. Like, it's really interesting. To me, life is pretty binary. It's either black or white, it's either yes or no. And the one that matters to me the most is you're either on the offense in your life right now or you're on the defense. You're either coming up with reasons why not, all this technology, all this stuff, why not, or why yes, all this technology, all this stuff. You're looking at things and you're making a decision. And so for me, a lot of what I've been thinking about is mindset and why optimism works. Literally 7 minutes ago in the green room, I'm on the phone with executives at VaynerMedia. I'm getting texts of a scope that we expected to sign, failed, $1 million, literally counting on $1 million, gone. Zero, not happening, right? Another pitch, we were in the final two, $8 million, didn't get it. Literally in 47 seconds back in the back room, I lost $9 million. And I'll be very frank with you, I'm fucking pumped about it. I genuinely like losing. I like learning from it. I was like thinking about like why, what happened, where'd we go, where was the misstep, why. Like, it's really incredible. And look, when you can afford to lose it, and I'm sure people are thinking this, it's easier. I get it. It's not like I lost 9 million, Vayner lost 9 million in revenue. But to me, it's not about anything other than mindset. And so if I got anything out of this, I'll go into the tactics. I'll talk to you about social in a minute. I'm about to tell you why Facebook and Instagram. You know, I did a lot of homework on Saturday about the Australian market on my theses around influencers, Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat. Let me save you a lot of time. Everything that you've been hearing me talk about. How many people here consume my content? Raise your hands. Thank you, that was awesome. I'm just gonna do that again. How many people here consume my content? Yeah. Okay. So here's what's interesting. Literally everything that I'm spitting comes obviously from an American-centric point of view. That's where I operate. Obviously we have a UK office, we're looking at Singapore, we're doing other things. But I'm aware that outside of Russia and mainland China, most of this stuff actually works. Maybe there's a couple of different nuances. What fascinates the shit out of me is the consumption patterns of the Australian and New Zealand market and the underpriced nature extremities of what I believe in. Literally, everything that I've been talking about for the last year, you can add a additional 20 to 40% tax of upside. It is literally 20 to 40% even better in this market. And I get so pissed when people are in any place besides the US market or China, where they're like, well, it's a smaller market, it's this, that, and the other. That's where all the upside is. You can only compete against what you can compete against, right? And so I believe that we are living through the greatest era to be an entrepreneur ever. I think the internet is grossly underestimated, and I think there's a ton of opportunity. But if you ask me what I would want to leave with from this talk today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's to shift one or two persons' mindsets. You know, to me, it's an incredible feeling to stand up here and expect nothing from nobody and take full responsibility for everything. The telco company that gave it else and we lost it and we in the back room, the 8 million, I spent 0 days and 0 seconds on it. I was not part of the pitch, I was not part of the process, I empowered all my people. I saw the news in the back room and I took full 100% blame and responsibility. I am fascinated by your upbringing, both your parents and the neighborhood and the siblings and the friends. I am fascinated by your upbringing, the era you grew up in, the macro and micro climates that you grew up in, not the fucking weather, I mean the economics and the politics and that climate. I'm fascinated what made me, my mom, my dad, being an immigrant from Russia, being in America, being in Jersey, like the friends I ran into, baseball cards becoming popular, allowing me to sell something. I'm fascinated the environment that created me in this completely emotional place of enormous strength, which is the engine and the oxygen that allows me to be successful in business and life. And then what is it that other people don't have or didn't have? And I see it. I see how my grandmother parented my dad. I see my sister's and brother's DNA different than mine, you know, just timing and things of that nature. And so I'm going heady for my opening spot because I need you to understand, too many of you are gonna take fucking notes right now and think it's about a Facebook ad. Too many of you are about to take a note and be like, okay, Google how to use Instagram influencers. We'll get to that. I'm about to talk about that. But if your foundation isn't right, you have no shot of long-term success. If you're not in a place where you believe this, and look, this is super, like, I'm even like throwing up on my, to be very frank, here's what's happening in my head. I'm listening to what I'm saying right now. I'm like, this fucking sucks. I'm being serious. I'm being really fucking serious with you, actually. And I'm saying that because I'm like, man, it's so hard. What I'm talking about is like so hard to like touch, right? But it's still my truth. It's what I believe. Like, you're either on the offense or you're on the defense. You either see all these technologies as the gateway drug to your entire future, or you're upset that it was much easier to do this on email and SEO and you don't like this social media thing, right? I don't like these new things either. I built my dad's business from a $3 to $60 million business on email and Google AdWords. I didn't want YouTube to come along. I didn't want Twitter to come along, right? I didn't want Facebook to come along. I didn't want Snapchat to come along. I don't want voice and Alexa skills and podcasts to come along. I'm not looking forward to VR. The problem is technology and the way we live doesn't care about my opinion or my feelings, and it doesn't care about yours either. And so you can walk around Earth and judge, oh, it's so sad that all these kids can't communicate because they're on the phone anymore. Or you can walk out tonight and have dinner and see people at a table and nobody's talking to each other and they're all on the phone and you're judging. And you could talk about a day and age when it was simpler and nicer and all this. Nobody gives a fuck. And if you don't adjust to the reality of the situation, you will be completely left behind. And that's it. Too many people are executing or hoping or trying to figure out how to live in a world that used to be or the way they wish it was versus attacking the reality of the world. And here is the reality of the world, my friends. The cell phones that you're all holding right now or in your pocket are the remote controls of our society. They are the single most important thing in the world. There's nothing close. Literally, I would rather have somebody roll up on me right now, stab me with a knife and steal my wallet than lose my phone. The world is being lived through that device, and you can judge it, you can do anything you want, but that's the reality. And if you sit here today and have any ambitions, professionally, personally, whether you want to sell a course, whether you want to sell a sneaker, whether you want to raise money for the PTA, a nonprofit, get somebody elected, whatever you want to happen in life, whatever you want to happen in life, you first need somebody's attention and then you need to tell them about it in the written word, in audio or video. This is how the world works and always has. You want something to happen. You need to figure out where the people are to tell them about that thing, and then you need to communicate that to them in a compelling enough way that they do the thing that you want them to do. You can do that in the written word, you can do that in audio, and you can do that in video. That is how it's been. It was called the newspaper, the television, and the radio. Now it's called a blog, a vlog, or a podcast. It's the same thing. Nothing's changed except one thing. Your attention is moving to a new place and leaving an old place. The other thing is, we have not figured out the creative strategies to be successful in this world. The other thing is, there's a lot of people in here who are not self-aware and don't realize they should only be writing and not making videos because they're not good at it. Or reversed. These blanket statements that everybody needs a personal brand or everybody should be doing video, that is ludicrous. What everybody should be doing is deploying self-awareness and figuring out who they are, quadruple downing on what they're fucking good at, and trying to get resources to support the stuff they suck at. I've written four, you know, when she was like, he's written four New York Times best-selling books, I literally was laughing as I was about to get to the stairs. I'm like, I can't put two fucking sentences together if my life depended on it. But I know how to hire a ghostwriter, and I definitely know how to sit down for 9 hours straight and record a book in one fucking sitting, right? You need to figure out how you communicate to the world as an executor. Which medium? Some of you could do all three. Some can do too, but watch what's been happening over the last 10 years. In 2002 to 4, it was the era of the blog. It was bloggers. How many people here were a blogger from 2002 to 2005 at any point? Raise your hands. So some of these early pioneers, like, they felt the impact, right? Right? You were blogging, that was it. That was the medium, WordPress, or, you know, even going back further, like, it was just a very important medium. YouTube had been yet to be invented. You know, it cost too much to stream video online. There was no video players. Podcasting then came in 2005 and 6, had a little blip, but then right quickly after that, Twitter came out, YouTube came out, and everything shifted to short form writing and video, right? And then in the last 2 years, audio has risen again. How many people here now listen to a podcast? Raise your hands. How many of those hands did not listen to a podcast 3 years ago? Raise your hands. Hold them up. Actually, you know what? Watch this for visual. We're gonna do this one more time. How many people are listening to a podcast now? Raise your hands. I want people in the front to look around, see what I see. All right? an insane amount. Now, of those people, of the people that now listen to a podcast, stand up if you did not listen to a podcast 3 years ago. I need you to look around, because if you want to understand why I'm standing on this stage right now, I didn't say sit down. I'm just kidding, I'm kidding. If you want to understand why I'm so blessed to sit on this stage, is I have a unique, uncanny, I take no credit, my parents get all the credit, ability to slightly understand what you're about to do before you think you're gonna do it. And so what I do is when I know something's coming, I have humility, and this is a word that I would love for people to look up, understand, and start really becoming religious about. For all my ego and peacocking, for the ones in here who've been paying attention, it is my humility that has allowed me to be successful, not in the way that I interact with you and being kind, because that's kindness, in the humility that when I believe something new is emerging, I take the perceived risk of going there first, spending countless hours with no clear ROI in the short. You know how many people in here have left ungodly amounts of money because when social came along, they said, well, what's the ROI of Facebook and Twitter?
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company S.I. and its operating company 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.